Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
The Hills, you will always have a part of your heart missing.
No justice!
A tragedy for which there is no healing as Uvalde marks 1 year since the mass shooting there. We look at the moves school systems in our area are making to ensure kids stay safe.
And it's a pleasantly cool start this morning with temperatures in the 50s. It's also cloudy. I'll show you when the sun comes out and the temperatures start to warm.
Plus, the Canes sure could use a win tonight, and they need one if they want any chance to continue a chase for the Stanley Cup. How players and coaches are preparing for Game 4 against the Florida Panthers. One way or another, they're coming home. We'd rather they come home with a win and play another game at PNC. That'd be great.
That would be nice.
We're certainly glad you're with us. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, a lot of people are going to be excited for that game tonight. Fingers crossed they can get it done in Florida so they can bring it back here. A lot of people are probably going to be out and about watching the game with their fingers crossed, and they can watch outside. It's going to be a beautiful day and evening. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner with a gorgeous look over Southern Pine.
Yeah, we may have a lot of people out on the golf courses again today. We're sort of living on time with these cool temperatures and low humidity. And this time of year, it's often already hot and steamy. And, you know, that's coming sooner than later. It is mostly cloudy this morning across the viewing area. And we'll see that up until around lunchtime. And then we'll see the clouds breaking up, similar to yesterday. Our wind is coming out of the northeast. And as long as we have a northeasterly flow, it's dragging down that cool air. This air is coming across the Atlantic. So it is bringing enough moisture for some cloud cover this morning. 58 is our temperature at around the Triangle area. And in Southern Pines, it's 56 right now, 57 in Rocky Mount, 54 in Roxborough. So it's pleasant this morning. We're dealing with a good bit of cloud cover right now, but as we get into the afternoon, toward the evening, we'll see the cloud cover diminishing a little bit to maybe 45, 50% coverage of clouds later on this afternoon. Hour by hour, low 70s at lunchtime. We'll be in the upper 70s for highs this afternoon. No rain today. Our humidity stays low. We'll cut and paste today to tomorrow. And then by Friday, things begin to change. It looks like it's going to be a fairly wet weekend. I'll show you the latest coming up, Brian.
It is 8:02 right now, and we have a crash in Wendell at Wendell Falls Parkway at I-87. You can see the flashing lights up there. This is not slowing down traffic right now. Everything seems to be flowing pretty well on Wendell Falls Parkway and also on 87. But there at the top of the ramp from 87 on to Wendell Falls, you're going to see that activity. A reminder with North Carolina's move over law, when you see flashing lights, lights like that of any kind, you need to move over at least one lane, or if it's congested, slow down considerably so that they can work safely out there. On the southbound side of 87, we're seeing just the usual backups between the Smithfield Road interchange out toward 540, about a 4-minute delay overall as you head in from Knightdale back toward Raleigh. Taking a look in Durham, we have a report of a crash on 885 southbound right around Ellis Road, working to find out exactly what's going on out there, but we're seeing a little bit of a backup from right around the 147 interchange down toward Ellis Road. Then it clears up nicely. On that northbound side, it's slow from I-40 through Cornwall Wallace and T.W. Alexander, and once you hit Ellis, it seems to be flowing a lot more freely. As we take a look at Orange County, a little bit of a slowdown on 40 eastbound heading away from Hillsboro into Chapel Hill. Clears up once you get toward 86 in Chapel Hill, and 85 is looking good through Durham. Around Wake County, not seeing any big problems, unusual problems on major routes, just slowdowns in the typical spots like 440 westbound from 87 out toward Capitol Boulevard. An 11-minute delay coming in from Wake Forest on southbound Capitol Boulevard heading toward 540 this morning, and out of Apex on US 1 northbound. About a 3-minute delay, especially around the 1010 road interchange.
Think about this. It's 1 year ago today, 19 children and two teachers were killed at a school in Uvalde, Texas. Today, the victims are being honored, and we are taking a look at what has changed here locally since the shooting. This morning, the state of Texas will hold a moment of silence at 11:30, the time the attack started. Flags will be at half staff. Tonight, City of Uvalde will hold a candlelight vigil to remember the 21 people who died. Over the last year, survivors of the shooting and the families of the victims have pushed for increased gun legislation they say could have prevented the tragedy.
Everybody will say, oh, guns don't kill people, people kill people. But we're allowing these people to use these guns to murder people, and it doesn't make any sense.
President Biden plans to speak today from the White House, where he's expected to reiterate his calls for Republicans in Congress to do more to address gun violence.
And school systems in our area have been working to boost security and safety, and that includes more oversight on who comes into the schools. WREL's Laura Levine joins us live this morning with some of the big changes that have been made and more that could be on the way. Laura.
Michelle, good morning. Schools across the state have invested millions of dollars in school security, everything from an increased police presence to high-tech weapons detection systems. In fact, we were standing right here just a few months ago when several police officers swarmed and surrounded this school here, East Millbrook Middle School in Raleigh, after it went on lockdown. This after an increase of threats coming to local schools across our area. Just last night, Wake County Public Schools considered new rules for visitors. Under a draft plan, visitors would need to show ID, submit a background check, and be chaperoned throughout their visit. Durham is discussing the use of weapons detection systems at its school after having a trial period. Meanwhile, Person County has already installed systems at three of its schools in recent weeks. Granville County School District has approved plans to install metal detectors in all eight of its elementary schools. And I've also reached out to Nash and Johnston County schools who have plans of installing equipment in the coming weeks. Harnett County has also been in discussion right now about that possibility as well. So as these schools do those installations in the coming weeks and months, they're also preparing and looking ahead for some of the security upgrades that are needed for the upcoming school year. Laura Levine, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
Counselors are at Hobton Middle School in Sampson County today. They are helping students and staff cope after the death of a sixth grade student. 13-year-old Curtis Brown Jr. died after being hit by a car on Keener Road near Ashford Road. It happened yesterday evening, just before 5 o'clock. State troopers say Brown darted out into the road in front of the car and was hit. The 19-year-old driver of that car will not face charges.
Another push to expand legal gambling here in North Carolina will get its day in the General Assembly. That's where you're looking live this morning. A key state Senate committee will consider a plan to allow sports betting on mobile devices. The state house already signed off on the idea back in March. It could license operators to accept bets and send some of the revenue toward college athletic departments. More than two dozen states have legalized mobile sports betting since 2018.
Carolina Hurricanes are going to try to take a first step toward climbing back into this Eastern Conference final. The game tonight is a must-win situation. It's game four against Florida. They've dropped the first three games all by one goal. Coach Rod Brindamore says the team obviously can't win four games in one night, so they're just going to think about the one at hand. He says his team has had some tough luck. Got no bounces going their way so far in the series, but their effort has been strong.
We're going to have stretches, and we're in one now where it's not going your way, but I don't ever fault this group for, I got to get more effort out of them. We're not playing hard enough. It's just not how we do it.
They dropped the puck in Florida tonight, 8 o'clock. And win or lose, WREL is your home for post-game coverage. We will hear from fans, players, and our WREL sports team about all the big key takeaways from Game 4, and it all starts at 11:25.
We're working to learn more this morning about a home invasion that turned deadly in Lee County. The Lee County Sheriff's Office says a homeowner shot and killed a man who tried to break in. It happened just before 3 o'clock yesterday morning in the Carolina Trace neighborhood. That's a gated community. No charges have been filed.
Governor Cooper is taking his warning about the future of public education in North Carolina back out on the road again today. He'll be at an elementary school in Charlotte to rally the community against Republican-backed proposals to expand the state's private school voucher program. It's his second stop after declaring a state of emergency for public education. The governor says the GOP's plans would also hurt early education.
The lack of funding in early childhood in both these budgets is appalling, particularly when that was one of the main tenets of the Leandro case. That's one of the things that businesses, the Chamber of Commerce, has endorsed. They've come over and said, you've got to invest in early childhood education and quality child care, and they pretty much left it all out.
Cooper mentioned the Leandro lawsuit right there, which required the state to spend billions of dollars on public education. WREL's Education Insider has a deeper look into how that case would be affected on WREL.com.
Today, state leaders will address a historic staffing shortage in North Carolina's government. The State Employees Association of NC will join members of the Council of State at 1 o'clock this afternoon to talk about these hiring problems affecting state hospitals, DMV wait times, and more. WREL learned this month record high turnover cost taxpayers about $500 million last year. State lawmakers have proposed up to 7.5 pay raises over 2 years to address the issue, but state employees say that's not high enough.
It's 10 after 8 on your Wednesday, and improving safety for people crossing streets in Chapel Hill. The effort a family is taking after their daughter suffered a severe brain injury when she was hit by a car.
And a new warning about shark activity on the East Coast. That's as we head into the summer months.
Start for us right now, but we'll see increasing sunshine this afternoon. We stay dry into Friday, but of course, looking at the weekend, we continue to trend wet. I'll walk you through the latest runs of the models to show you when to expect the rain coming up.
Welcome back on your Wednesday morning. 8:13 is the time. You are looking live at the DBAP in the Durham Bulls Stadium there. You're watching WREL News, available on YouTube TV and the WREL app on your TV or streaming device. A little cloudy now, but that could change later on today. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner standing by with what we can expect for midway through the week. Elizabeth.
We should see a day similar to yesterday where the sunshine increases in the afternoon and temperatures will climb into the upper 70s. We take a live look here at Zebulon. This is the historic town hall. Definitely looking cloudy up above right now, but that's not likely to last all day. We continue to check in on the Memorial Day weekend as we see more and more computer models come in. It just looks wetter and wetter. I think everyone that comes in. We are looking cool on Saturday with widespread rain. At some point, it looked like we might see this low pressure system just kind of moving right on past us and up to the north by Sunday. But instead, now the models are pretty consistent that it looks like that low is going to move into North Carolina and just decide to stick around for the weekend. It will weaken gradually, so the rain may be a little heavier Saturday than Sunday, and then it weakens even more on Monday, maybe bringing us a little sunshine to start the day, but then a few afternoon and evening thunderstorms. So keep checking back because, again, we just continue to trend wetter and wetter with this holiday weekend, unfortunately. We take a look at Futurecast, and you can see the low pressure system spinning offshore on Friday. It starts to push the rain in late Friday into early Saturday. This is going to be lunchtime Saturday with some rain from the Triangle area southward, and then that spreads back to the west. So maybe you're thinking, oh, it's a coastal low. So, you know, maybe not heading to the beach. Maybe the mountains look better. No, it's going to really move inland and then head westward and then just sit over us. So no matter where you are in North Carolina over the weekend, it looks like it's going to be wet. Here's Sunday morning with some rain, and that takes us out to Sunday at 6 p.m. Notice it lightens up a little bit for us on Monday. There could be a few scattered storms in the afternoon and evening, but right now, Saturday and Sunday both look like they will be storm-free. It just looks like a fairly cool, wet kind of pattern through the day. How much rainfall Friday and Saturday? Probably somewhere between a half an inch and three quarters of an inch. We're going to add to that again on Sunday. So by Sunday evening, our totals are looking like half an inch to maybe an inch and a half, and a little bit more potentially on Monday, especially closer to the coast. So we could see up to 2 inches of rainfall in some of our eastern counties by the time we get to late Monday. It's also going to be windy, especially Friday and Saturday. We're going to see winds gusting up to 30, 35 miles per hour potentially on Friday. And by Saturday, some of those gusts could be up to 40 miles per hour. So I expect it to be gusty on Friday and Saturday, isolated flooding Saturday and Sunday. And of course, it's going to be cool over the weekend too. Well below normal. Our normal highs in the low 80s. We've got 68 on Saturday, 71 on Sunday. We do see the temperatures climbing a little bit early next week, but that's only if we end up breaking out of the clouds on Monday, Brian.
It is 8:16 right now, and it's pretty quiet around Wake County, but we're still tracking some delays in Durham on 885. There's a report of some sort of a crash on 885 southbound right around Ellis Road, maybe contributing to some of those backups as we take a look at those live sensor readings on the northbound side from I-40 to 85. We're up to a 10-minute delay heading away from the TW Alexander Drive interchange up to Ellis Road. That's where it starts to ease up a little bit, but from I-40 up to Alexander, pretty slow traffic heading through East Durham. And then on the southbound side of 885 from I-85 to I-40, about a 4-minute backup overall. Also seeing a little bit of a ramp delay on southbound 140. 27 merging into that stalled traffic on 885. Again, around Wake County, we're looking all right, not seeing too many problems with crashes. That earlier crash on Wendell Falls Parkway at 87 has cleared in the past couple of minutes. And 87 southbound itself looks fine as you head through Knightdale. About a one-minute delay there. A one-minute slowdown out of Apex through Cary on US 1 northbound. Still seeing some pretty heavy congestion, though, on southbound Capitol Boulevard coming in from Wake Forest down toward 540. About an eight-minute backup overall.
Only on WREL, a Chapel Hill family whose daughter was hit by a car is now working to raise awareness for pedestrian safety. 14-year-old Emmy's Walk can no longer walk or talk because of a serious brain injury. A driver hit her and her best friend as they were walking in a crosswalk on Estes Drive on New Year's Eve. Her family is now coming to grips with a new normal and working to encourage drivers to stay alert.
When you see a crosswalk, just take your time and think about what's going on around you.
But you have to stay off your devices and pay attention and, you know, go the speed limit.
Yesterday, police ticketed 15 people for speeding on 15501 near Southern Village. Police tell WREL the crash involving Zwok prompted officers to beef up safety patrols around town.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is expected to launch his 2024 presidential campaign tonight. Florida First Lady Casey DeSantis posted this teacher video to social media last night. A spokesperson for Governor DeSantis' team says he'll make his announcement during a conversation with owner Elon Musk on Twitter Spaces. DeSantis is expected to have a kickoff event for his campaign next week.
Former President Donald Trump's attorneys are requesting a special meeting with the attorney general as the investigation into classified documents enters its final stages. Last night, Trump shared on social media a letter his attorneys sent to Merrick Garland. It claims Trump is being baselessly investigated in an outrageous and unlawful fashion. It's unclear when the special counsel will release its findings or decide on any charges. Now, as people head to the beach this spring and summer, there are concerns about sharks. The first confirmed sighting of a great white was reported Saturday near Cape Cod. Plus, a 15-year-old surfer was apparently bitten by a shark off the New Jersey coast. Molly Line tells us what experts are saying now.
I've been working on the water for 15 years, and I have never seen that.
Shark season is getting a grisly start in the waters off Cape Cod. Whale-watching customers and crew got more than they expected over the weekend, witnessing a great white shark devouring a seal. First mate Michelle Silva took video as roughly 120 passengers aboard a Dolphin Fleet whale-watching boat out of Provincetown, Massachusetts, observed Saturday's attack.
Out of nowhere, we see a splash on our left-hand side. And none of us really saw what it was. So we waited to see what it was. And then we see the shark come up, try to grab the seal.
The predators are returning to Cape Cod in greater numbers in recent years, enjoying a rebound in the region's seal population. Further south in New Jersey, a 15-year-old was bitten by what experts believe was a shark while surfing for just the second time. Maggie Drozdowski is now home in Pennsylvania nursing her wounds after surviving the rare attack in the waters off Stone Harbor on Sunday.
I just felt a lot of pressure around my foot. It didn't hurt that bad until I really got out. Then it really stung.
No word on the type or size of shark, but she sustained lacerations to a foot and calf, ultimately ending up with some stitches.
It didn't hit me until her mom said it could be a shark.
According to the University of Florida's International Shark Attack File, there were 57 unprovoked bites in 2022, most happening in the U.S. or Australia.
Well, happening now in the WREL Live Center, we continue to monitor what's happening in Guam, getting hit by the super typhoon Mawa. Take a look at new video into our newsroom. This was posted to Twitter about between the last 2 or 3 hours ago. And right now, it's a little after 10 o'clock at night there in Guam. You can see the heavy hurricane force winds. And basically, meteorologists are calling this, being compared to a Category 4 hurricane here in the Atlantic. But of course, this is the Pacific Ocean. They're called typhoons. That's how strong the winds were that hit Guam overnight. Knocking out power to thousands of customers. Take a look at how powerful those winds are. This video is going to re-rack just shortly, but take a look at this truck. cannot hold up against the powerful winds that hit Guam overnight. Of course, people have been warned to stay indoors. Right now, there's no power at all on this island. Of course, there's a military base there in Guam. We'll continue to monitor this. And of course, President Biden already declared a state of emergency to mobilize federal resources. And we'll continue to monitor it here in the WRL Live Center.
Thanks for that, Ken. Here's a heads up. If you share your Netflix password with a friend or if you're using someone else's, the streaming service is going to start coming after you. The streaming giant already rolled out these restrictions in other parts of the world, including Canada and New Zealand. Netflix is saying accounts should be limited to one household. Basically, your account is for you and the people you live with. A bicyclist recently rode across the entire country along with a special companion. Caleb Wernz is now in Maine, but it's really his cat who's been by his side the entire time. And that's the one you want to meet right there. Her name is Marilyn Monroe. She's been with Wernz ever since he started riding after he lost his home and job during the COVID pandemic. He says having a companion makes it easier to make new friends on the road. Wernz has actually written a couple books about the experience, one from his own perspective and one from Monroe's.
I've noticed that my life is unique enough and like pursuing adventure enough that people are inspired. And so I want to help people to follow their heart and to do what it takes to be happy.
Sounds like a pretty laid-back lifestyle. And Wernz says he really has no itinerary moving forward.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Good Wednesday morning. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey. Starting off a little cloudy for your Wednesday, but things are going to clear up. It's going to be a nice day. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with a look around town.
Any day in the 70s this time of year is a nice one. We're starting off in the 50s. 57 in Wilson, 58 in Durham, and 59 in Fayetteville. We're looking at mostly cloudy skies, but I'm seeing the sun already trying to peek through some of the clouds there in Fayetteville. We'll see increasing sunshine through the afternoon, even though it's going to be a gray start. Temperatures are in the 50s for the most part right now, making it nice for exercise. Honestly, any time today will feel pretty good. Our humidity remains low, and even this afternoon, highs are only in the upper 70s. Brian?
As we take a look at traffic around the Triangle, we do have a report of a crash on the northbound side of 147 right around Alston Avenue in downtown Durham. This is the camera back at Briggs, and you can see those heavy delays on northbound 147 begin right there at the 885 split through Briggs Avenue out toward the Alston Avenue interchange. Once you get through Alston, it looks fine heading through the rest of downtown Durham. Also, a report of a crash on 885 southbound right around Ellis Road. Seeing the usual delays, though, in both directions of 885. We're looking good for the most part around Wake County. Just a little bit of a backup on the south side of Raleigh on 40 westbound between Lake Wheeler out toward Gorman.
All right. Thank you, Brian. You may soon be asked to provide an ID when you visit a school in Wake County. The possible change is part of a draft of new rules recommended by retired law enforcement officers. You may also need to submit a background check and be chaperoned throughout your visit. And the Carolina Hurricanes will try to take the first step toward climbing back into the Eastern Conference final tonight. They face a must-win situation against Florida in game four after dropping the first three games by one goal each. Coming up next on Fox 50, a bill that would legalize mobile gambling on sports is moving through the legislature today.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Just imagine everything you love getting ripped from you.
Families still in pain 1 year after a school shooting claimed 21 lives in Uvalde, Texas. How they're trying to move forward and how schools are changing here at home.
It's a quiet start this morning. We take a live look around the area. There's a good bit more cloud cover than sunshine, but I'll show you when the sunshine returns this afternoon and how warm we'll be.
And what will it take for the Carolina Hurricanes to pull off a comeback in tonight's must-win Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Final? We know it's a long uphill road, but it starts tonight. It starts with one game, get a win, and then they come home and play one at PNC.
They can do it.
That'd be fun,
yes.
And you never know what can happen.
Exactly.
Thanks for joining us here on our Wednesday morning. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Yeah, we're all pulling for the Canes. Yeah. They just have to focus on this one game. Rod Brindamore was just like, you know, don't look too far into the future. Just focus on tonight.
It's cliche, but yeah, it's true.
It's true. It is true. All right, let's get over to meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner. Starting out a little cloudy this Wednesday morning, but things are going to be nice today.
Here's a live look at our backyard, the tower, and you can see a good bit of cloud cover, but a little bit of blue trying to break through those clouds. And we'll see that being more successful later on today. Very similar to yesterday, where we start with cloud cover and we'll end up with some sunshine this afternoon. We also still have a northeasterly wind, and that's why we're not seeing temperatures in the mid-80s to near 90. As soon as that flow shifts to southwesterly, our temperatures are going to skyrocket. But we stay with this northerly flow all the way through the weekend. Of course, we also add some rain to that. Right now, it is 58 degrees around the Triangle area. It's 59 in Fayetteville, 57 in Rocky Mount, 56 in Southern Pines, and mid-50s up near the Virginia line. Cloud cover forecast, we're going to be fairly cloudy for this morning. But once we get into the afternoon, we're going to start to see those clouds breaking up. The percentage is the amount of cloud coverage across the sky. So looking at 45 to 50% coverage of clouds this afternoon. Temperatures will climb into the upper 70s. Our humidity stays nice and low today. So it's going to be a nice day to spend some time outside. We'll copy and paste this onto tomorrow. But over the weekend, the rain rolls in, and I'll show you when it's likely to be wettest coming up.
All right. Thanks, Elizabeth. Counselors will be at Hobton Middle School in Sampson County today. They'll be helping students and staff cope after the death of a sixth grade student. 13-year-old Curtis Brown Jr. died after being struck by a car on Keener Road near Ashford Road. It happened just before 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon. State troopers say Brown darted into the road in front of the car and was hit. The 19-year-old driver of that car will not face charges.
Betting on sports games in North Carolina very well could be as easy as opening an app on your phone. Very soon, a bill that would legalize mobile gambling on sports is moving through the legislature right now. WRL's Naya Harden joins us live this morning outside the General Assembly. This bill will be discussed there in a key committee today.
That's right, Jeff. And here's the thing. This bill has already passed in the House. Now it's going to have to make its way through the Senate. We're talking about House Bill 347. This would make betting on professional and college sports on mobile devices legal. Last week, it passed the House, a turnaround after a similar bill was shut down less than a year ago. This time, members in the Senate have concerns about what's fair when it comes to taxing the sports betting. This is a second gambling bill being discussed this week. Lawmakers are also considering making video gaming terminals legal. According to a recent study by the Pew Research Center, nearly 40 states have some form of sports betting. If the Senate passes this bill, it would become law in January. Naya Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
1 year ago this morning, 19 children and two teachers were killed at a school in Uvalde, Texas. And today, the victims are being remembered and honored. This morning, the state of Texas will hold a moment of silence at 11:30. That is the time the attack started. Flags will be at half staff as well. And tonight, the city of Uvalde will hold a candlelight vigil to remember those 21 victims. The community has shared in the victims' families' grief for the past year.
May 24th has... You can't, as the families ourselves, of course, some community members, there's no moving on.
President Biden plans to speak today from the White House, where he's expected to reiterate his call for Republicans in Congress to do more to address gun violence.
Soon you could be asked to provide an ID when you visit a school in Wake County. The possible change is part of a draft of new rules recommended by retired law enforcement officers. You may also need to submit to a background check and be chaperoned throughout your visit. Wake Schools does not currently have a system-wide set of rules for visitors. The man accused of crashing a U-Haul truck through security barriers near the White House is due in federal court today. FBI agents were at 19-year-old Sai Kandula's home near St. Louis yesterday. He's in custody in Washington on charges including threatening to kill or harm a president, vice president, or family member. Court documents reveal Kandula told police he wanted to kidnap and harm President Biden. Police who searched the truck that crashed near the White House found a Nazi flag in it, and they say Kandula praised Hitler when they asked him about it.
The Carolina Hurricanes will try to take the first step toward climbing back into the Eastern Conference final tonight. They face a must-win situation in Game 4 against Florida after dropping the first three games by one goal each. Coach Rod Brind'Amour said the team can't win four games in one night, so they need to take it one game at a time. He says his team has had some tough luck so far in the series, but their effort has been strong. Coming up in 10 minutes, WRL's Casey Hintz joins us from Florida with a look at what the Canes need to do to keep this series going.
Two local school lockdowns in one day have families on edge. In Raleigh, River Oaks Middle School spent several hours on a code red lockdown yesterday. This was after a student reported that another student had an airsoft pellet gun. Police say several students were talking about passing it around to each other, and they plan to carry out a full investigation and discipline those kids involved. In Durham, officials say it was a parent that was to blame for a threat at C.C. Spaulding Elementary. They say the parent threatened to blow up the school after a Zoom meeting prompting a short lockdown. Police say they would speak with that parent.
Leaders in Washington appear no closer to finding common ground on raising the debt ceiling. You are looking live at the U.S. Capitol this morning in D.C. as the deadline before the nation defaults on its debt is just a little more than a week away. Negotiations yesterday ended again with no deal in place. Republican leaders say they want spending cuts before the limit is raised. The Biden administration says proposed cuts to areas including Medicare and Social Security are off the table.
We believe there is a space and an opportunity here to have a bipartisan, reasonable budget agreement.
We got to understand, why are we here? The Democrats spent too much money. We can't afford to continue to spend that much money.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen warns the nation could fall into economic collapse if no deal is reached by June 1st.
And happening now in the WREL Live Center, Wall Street expected to open in the red when the opening bell sounds at less than an hour from now. Taking a look at the big board this morning, this is indicated with stock futures right now. Dow futures off more than 120 points. A couple of other major indices also in the red this morning. Investors are said to be a little rattled by the lack of progress with the debt ceiling negotiations between President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Also affecting the markets today could be the minutes from this month's Federal Reserve meeting. That could indicate whether policymakers might hold off on raising interest rates yet again. Of course, we'll have the opening numbers in our next hour of news right here on Fox 50.
Thanks, Ken. North Carolina's largest health insurance appears headed toward a big transformation. Now, state lawmakers are set to advance a bill today that would roll back strict oversight rules for Blue Cross Blue Shield. This bill would give it the ability to reorganize and avoid some of the scrutiny it faces from state regulators. The company says it needs this flexibility to compete against other insurers, but opponents worry it could lead to higher health care costs.
Work begins this morning on a plan to spend your tax dollars in Durham. City Council is holding its first budget work session at 9 o'clock. They'll discuss the proposal from the city manager unveiled last week. It includes pay raises for city staff between 6 and 8%. Firefighters and police officers would get a 7% raise. You can share your thoughts on the budget at a hearing on June 5th. And you can read more about what's inside the plan on our website, WREL.com. Coming up, an exciting new addition at the North Carolina Zoo. These baboons are excited about their new habitat. We'll tell you what you can see inside when you visit next.
And taking a live look right now, this is White Lake this morning. Good morning to you. It's going to be another nice day out there. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner has forecast the next few days how nice they are and when the next chance for rain moves in. .43 is the time on your Wednesday morning, and good morning to Apex. It's some blue skies in there, straight down Salem Street, some sunshine getting through, and certainly some great temperatures all throughout the day. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. Right now, it's that look at Durham.
Yeah, so nice and pleasant out there. Temperatures have been in the 50s all morning. We're going to climb into the upper 70s this afternoon. Great weather for watching baseball. The Durham Bulls are actually on the road. Instead, this is the ACC baseball tournament. The game starts at 11. We see another one at 3 and another one at 7 o'clock. We don't have any of our local schools playing today, but they'll be playing again tomorrow, and a bunch of them played yesterday. So lots of fun, really great great baseball weather with these temperatures feeling pleasant and, of course, not too much sunshine. 58 degrees is our current temperature. Our dew point's at 47, meaning it's not at all humid. Temperatures will climb into the mid to upper 70s for this afternoon. Right now, we're still sitting in the 50s, 59 in Fayetteville, 58 in Goldsboro, 54 in Roxboro, 56 in Southern Pines. Around town, our high temperature in Raleigh and Durham, about 78 degrees, and we'll see 80 degrees in Fayetteville. It's definitely cloudy this morning, but we'll see increasing sunshine through the afternoon. It'll feel a lot like yesterday. Here's a look at Futurecast, and we'll roll it through from now to lunchtime, where it still stays fairly cloudy, but the clouds are starting to thin, and they'll just continue to thin through the afternoon. There's 5 o'clock and on into the evening. We're looking at mainly clear skies. Our humidity stays nice and low. Steamy to tropical is when, you know, it really feels uncomfortable, but way down here from refreshing to comfy until we get into the weekend. And then, of course, Saturday and Sunday, we're looking at rain, and it'll be cool, so not as comfortable. 82 is our normal high, so when we dip down into the 60s on Saturday, that's well below normal. Sunday, we dropped a little bit as well because Sunday's trending a little bit wetter as well. We may have to drop that all the way into the 60s, too. So our Memorial Day weekend, definitely looking on the wet side, especially Saturday and Sunday. 60% chance on Saturday, 50% chance on Sunday. We've had to bump that up a couple days ago. It looked like our low-pressure system would roll through Saturday and keep on trucking north, and Sunday and Monday would be drier. And now it looks like that low-pressure system is going to move in and just park itself here through the weekend and gradually fall apart, which means more rain for us. Nice and dry today and tomorrow. We'll potentially see some rain late Friday, but the bulk of it comes in Saturday and lingers through Sunday. By Monday, it's a little different story. It should be a bit drier, but with lingering moisture and some sunshine, we could see some afternoon thunderstorms. But the hope is that it'll be dry Monday morning for any of the Memorial Day events.
And despite that potential rain this weekend, many public swimming pools are opening for the season. WREL Lifestyle Editor Kathy Hanrahan has your guide to all the fun. Hey, Kathy.
On WRL.com's family section, we have a guide to all of the local pools and spray grounds. You can search by location or even by county. We even have details about whether the pool is indoors or outdoors, if they have slides. It's a great guide.
That's awesome. And in addition to the guide, you also have a list of the best family-friendly pools. That's something that we always look for, right?
We have to have that, especially I have two little ones. We have a list of 11 incredible pools you need to check out. Now, on that list, we break it down by best view, best hotel pools, and we have a list of best pools for families. On that list, Holding Park Aquatic Center in Wake Forest. It opens this weekend. They have a wonderful area for smaller children to go in, and they also have two slides and a diving board, which I have been on the slides and the diving board. I can say they're very good.
That's great. And, you know, I mean, some of us have kids, some of us don't have kids. So pools with, you know, the best views and the best swimming pools, that's something that I'm going to look for. So there really is something for everybody there on that list. All right, Kathy, thank you so much. And for more information on this, you can go to WREL.com and search the keyword pools.
Jimmy Carter remains in good spirits at his Georgia home 3 months after entering end-of-life care. Carter's grandson says the former president and his 95-year-old wife, Rosalynn, have been visiting with family. And he also says the 98-year-old Carter is enjoying regular servings of peanut butter ice cream. Carter's family announced in February he would forego further medical intervention after a series of health issues.
One man is now in custody and another is wanted for questioning after a murder in Fayetteville. Police arrested 18-year-old Javon McCoy. He's being held in jail without bond on a charge of first-degree murder. McCoy was identified from these photos released earlier this week. Police say the other man in these photos also has information about the case. They're still working to find him. This all involves the murder of Joseph Walton. He was found shot to death on Schmidt Street on Monday.
A fake school threat is having some real consequences for five young people in Chatham County. Chatham County Sheriff's Office says the threat popped up on social media earlier this month, directed at students and staff at Chatham Middle School. An investigation by federal, state, and local officials tied the threat to five minors. Three are students at Chatham Middle. One is accused of making a threat of mass violence on educational property. Four others are accused of conspiracy to carry out an act of mass violence on educational property.
The hurricane season is on the line tonight in Florida. The Canes need to get a win in Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Final after three tough losses to start the series. WRL's Casey Hintz is at Florida FLA Live Arena, where the Canes will take the ice tonight in desperation mode. Hey, good morning, everyone. Boy, it's quiet here inside of FLA Live Arena right now, but tonight it'll be rocking as the Florida Panthers look to sweep the Hurricanes out of the Eastern Conference Finals. Rod Brind'Amour said, we're not going to win four games here tonight. We just got to go out and try to win one. It's that simple.
We're still the mindset of we got to win a game. That's the way we came into the series, and it's the way we are right now.
We're against the wall. There's nowhere else we can go up but forward. So we have nothing to lose. Just going out there tomorrow and playing as desperate as we can, because it's all do or die tomorrow.
What's been done is done, and so where reality is, we got to win four in a row, and so we're focusing on tomorrow night and taking it one game at a time, and just continuing to go out there and put out our best effort.
Well, just four teams out of 205 that have found themselves in an 0-3 deficit have ever come back to win. But defenseman Jacob Slavin says we still have a lot of belief inside that dressing room. We know it's going to be a lot of work, but it's work we're looking forward to. Casey Hintz, WREL Sports, Sunrise, Florida.
And Casey will be part of our exclusive live postgame show tonight. You can hear from fans, players, and our expert analysts about all the big plays and takeaways from Game 4. It all starts at 11:25 on WREL.
Krispy Kreme has a special treat today for members of the class of 2023. High school and college seniors can get a free dozen original glazed donuts. All you have to do is wear your class of 2023 shirt or graduation cap or gown, anything that says you're graduating. And this is the fourth year Krispy Kreme has offered this graduation special.
That's a lot of donuts. That's mm-hmm. a good deal. All right, our teacher of the week loves basketball, and so do his students. WREL's Brian Trader talks with a Holly Springs educator who found a unique way to motivate his class.
Minute hand.
Chris Colosi says that his fifth grade teacher inspired his career choice. He's been a classroom teacher now for 11 years, the past several at Oakview Elementary in Holly Springs. And Colosi says his third graders keep him coming back.
The excitement you see when they walk in the classroom and the smiles and the hugs they want to give you and what they want to share with you.
And of course, seeing the light bulbs go off when they learn something new. One of the ways Colosi keeps his students engaged, his basketball hoop.
That is something that I've been doing for a long time. I am a big Syracuse fan, so I have my Syracuse basketball hoop, and it's just another way to motivate the students.
If they make a shot, they earn classroom money to get rewards. Colosi says making a difference in these students' lives is all the reward he needs.
That if you are looking for something to have meaning in your career, and that this is just a great path.
Chris Colosi is WREL's Teacher of the Week. I'm Brian Schrader, WREL News.
And you can look at all of our honored teachers and nominate a teacher you'd like us to recognize. Go to WREL.com and enter Teacher of the Week in the search box.
Fans of Taylor Swift are selling some pretty bizarre items from her Eras tour. Concertgoers are using eBay and Facebook Marketplace to sell things like 50 pieces of confetti for like $55. One fan is selling an Eras Tour rain poncho that originally cost $10 for $150. It's already used as well. The seller says, quote, it has the same rain on it that fell on Taylor Swift herself. And if that's not good enough for you, one person is selling a bag of air from the concert for $100.
I mean, listen, here's the thing. People are going to buy this stuff, too, because that's how much they love Taylor Swift. I think if anything from that list stands out to me that would be appropriate to buy, it's the poncho. I mean, yeah, it's used, but at least it's something that's, you know, you can wear it. I don't know. It's crazy.
It was pretty impressive what she did up there in Foxborough, playing through that rain when it was all over instruments and microphones and, you know, everything she was doing.
Yeah.
So I give her a lot of credit for being out there.
She's great.
I'm still not buying a rain used
poncho. No, I know.
Big news from the North Carolina Zoo. The baboon habitat is open once again. These are pictures from the ribbon cutting and celebration yesterday. The redesign includes spacious areas that are just like the habitats out in the wild. There's a 40-foot vertical climbing play area. And look at this jailbreak when they let them all out. Come on, guys, let's play. It is home to 22 of those baboons.
They are excited.
They're so excited. So much room to play.
Right. It's really good.
Yeah.
Before we go to break, we have your winning lottery numbers on your screen right now. We will get another check on weather and traffic up next.